Many of you are aware of the fact that very recently, just a couple of weeks back, Touro University celebrated its 50th anniversary. And yes, I said Touro University because that's now how it's known, because it is an official university. And Dr. Alan Kadish has the honor of presiding over Touro University. We get to discuss what that celebration was like and what the plans are for the future. Dr. Kadish, a pleasure to say Happy Hanukkah and welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much. Happy Hanukkah.
And congratulations on the distinction. We've said this to you before on the air that now you're a university, but now that you've actually had this celebration, commemoration, all the honorees who were recognized at this big 50th anniversary celebration, I'm sure it feels even more real to you. Am I right?
Well, it feels very real. And although we're an educational institution, we want to make sure people know about us. So we've also got a new logo, which we unveiled at the dinner.
Nice.
It's a shield and a Nair Tamid kind of pushed together.
Right.
Which we thought was appropriate.
100%.
So we're excited about the academic piece of it and about getting a chance to tell people about what we're doing as a university.
So the look is on to the next stage. The university is on to the next stage. We spoke about the even greater presence in Manhattan at the crossroads of the world, and that's on to the next stage. And I would assume you were sitting at this dinner not just relishing in the incredible accomplishments of the past and what's happening now in the present, but all these thoughts about what the future looks like you were probably considering as you were at that event.
So, look, it was a busy event, and we were considering a lot of things. First of all, we were thrilled at the people who came out to support Touro University. We had over 1,000 people at the dinner. Great honorees, a fantastic guest speaker, Albert Bourla, a Greek Jew whose parents miraculously survived the Holocaust, who has been the CEO of Pfizer. And he spoke about some of the things that he thought were similar about his organization and Touro and the way we approach problems and the way we solve problems. So it was a great night. And you're absolutely right. We did talk about the first 50 years of Touro and what we accomplished, and also thought about and talked about what we hope to accomplish in the future. The country is in the midst of a good deal of turmoil. There are a lot of changes going on in the United States. And, of course, there's a lot of turmoil around the world as well. And our goal is the same as it's always been, which is to create a space of academic excellence where students, Jewish or otherwise, can feel comfortable and open and free from discrimination of any kind and pursue their education and develop not just academic skills, but personal skills, which will lead them to success in the future in their lives. And we think that we have a unique space to do that that's different from other places. And we think as the world becomes more complicated, as anti-Semitism, unfortunately, continues to be a problem, that the work we do to create that space where students can come, celebrate who they are, and prepare for the future is increasingly important. So we've rededicated ourselves after 50 years to making sure that we have academic excellence for students, particularly Jewish students, who want to achieve that excellence in an environment that's kosher, Shabbos-friendly, and free from harassment.
Dr. Alan Kadish,
there are a lot of places where you can do that.
I have to reiterate this point. Dr. Alan Kadish is with us, president of Touro University, because you and I have spoken about the benefits of the Touro campuses and programs, that people are, quote-unquote, spiritually safe. I don't want to give the impression that, you know, they're always being bombarded, God forbid, by other forces. But you know what I mean, you know, being in the right environment, the right atmosphere. But the point you're making now about students being physically safe, again, I'm not, you know, even suggesting that campus life around the country means that, God forbid, Jews are going to be assaulted. But you know what I mean, where someone feels physically, you know, okay and safe, and they don't have to be confronted on issues regarding anti-Semitism, whether it be an Israel issue, etc. And that's something that really is to be considered. When you say it's a different world now, that's the reality. The reality is that college campuses do not always feel safe anymore. I'm not even talking about the spiritual angle. So that is yet another benefit of your campuses for the students out there. And that's something that parents and students need to keep in mind as they go forward to make these decisions about their future. So you're sitting there, I mean, not literally sitting at the dinner, but now sitting at this period of time and saying to yourself, now more than ever, your campus life is critical for Jewish students here in the United States.
You put it very succinctly, and we want to create this alternative for students. And look, we think it should be for everybody. We know it's not going to be. But for those students who are interested in that kind of education and that kind of environment, we're trying to make it as good as we can, and we think we've done a great job, but there's always more work to do to make it even better.
Oh, no question about it. You know, you said something earlier, and you and I, you know, spoke off the air for a minute about the global entity topic, and I said you're somebody who would really appreciate it. Obviously, Touro has become global, and this may even predate you because we know that Dr. Lander spent so much effort doing this. What is the secret, or what was his secret going from local to global? What was the, what would you say was a big tipping point or turning point where this was no longer a local effort for a large Jewish community of the New York area, and really became something that he envisioned to be, you know, anywhere on the globe if he wanted to?
His vision was to serve Jewish communities throughout the world. And because of the complexities of doing business overseas, because of the complexities of international rules, there are some places where that's worked well and some places where it's been more of a challenge.
Right.
But the vision was to serve Jewish communities throughout the world, believing that those communities needed support and needed the same thing that we described for students in the New York area. And we have three international campuses now. The one in Yerushalayim in Jerusalem is doing extremely well. The one in Berlin, we think, serves a unique niche. There was a recent article, there have actually been several recent articles, one in The Atlantic and one in other places, looking at how Germany has responded post-Holocaust. And to be honest, we felt very welcome in Berlin.
Wow.
And then we have a campus that's 30 years old in Moscow, which obviously is undergoing a lot of reorganization right now. We're not taking any new students, and we've been impacted by the global situation in Russia. Right. And so that highlights both the contribution we can make, but also the complexity of running a university overseas. And we're committed to being there when it can make a difference and doing the best we can in challenging times.
And when one has a campus, or in your case, you know, an expansion of a campus in New York City, literally in the center of the world. I know for us, you know, for us in our community, Jerusalem's the center of the world, but I think you could certainly say for the general community, Times Square is the center of the world. That's not just a practical element. It's also a pretty important symbolic element, right? Again, if we're going to say global, you're literally at the capital of the global effort.
We're very excited about the new campus. It's in a location that's easily accessible, that gives students a chance to take advantage of the institutions of New York City. You pointed out the center of the world, but
right. Crossroads of the world, whatever they call it.
everything is kind of there.
Right.
And so we think it's going to dramatically enhance the student experience, both getting there, and we're also combining three or four different campuses in one location, which we think will increase academic collaboration, increase student interaction, and enhance the student experience, which is, of course, what it's all about.
Did you have anybody at the dinner that was in the first Touro graduating class?
We certainly did. One of the things we highlighted in our 50th anniversary book was the success of some of our graduates as judges, as members of Congress, as scientists, as community workers who've enhanced the life of people in the community. So we're very proud. We have well over 100,000 graduates of Touro, and a lot of them have become leaders in a variety of fields. New York State Legislature over the past several years has had several Touro graduates. As I mentioned, we have some members of Congress as well.
Right.
So we're very proud of what our graduates have accomplished. And we see as new graduates come out that they've been incredibly successful. And look, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Seeing our students succeed professionally, but also personally, which we take extremely seriously, and try to make sure that we give them the tools to succeed on a personal level, and particularly our Jewish students, get married, raise a family, and make contributions to society as a whole.
And make the Jewish community proud, which is such an important element. And a lot of your graduates are doing just that in whatever field they're in. And I've mentioned to you in the past how important your nursing program was to our family. And this is not to, I mean, there are a million great nursing programs. I'm sure you'd agree with that. This just happened to be the perfect fit for a young, you know, a young woman who was, you know, who was looking for the perfect fit to be in a community environment, at the same time being in a great nursing environment, as you just pointed out, be in a personal care environment where you have professors and mentors who really take an interest in succeeding, in having the students succeed. And that, you know, we benefited from that. And of course, I'll never stop thanking Touro for that.
No, I appreciate that. And we're very proud, but I think more importantly, we think that creating the next generation of Jewish leaders, and it is even more important now than it's been in the past. And that's what we're trying to do.
And everyone seems to have their eye on that prize. And we are in, I mean, it's funny how you described earlier how different things are. And you're not talking about today and 20 years ago. You're talking about today and a year ago, or today and 2 years ago, how different things are. And we do need effective leadership. And I really hope that through the amazing work that you and your incredible faculty administration are doing, that we're going to have the leadership that we need going forward, because boy, can we use it. And that really goes on a global level here, Israel, and around the world. Dr. Alan Kadish is with us. Touro University just celebrated its 50th anniversary. You know, it's sort of an unfair question for you, because I don't know if there's an answer to this, because I think you've covered every area. But in addition to all the programs that you have, you know, pursued and effectively implemented over the years, is there anything down the pike? Is there any area of education that Touro would like to pursue starting its 51st year that they haven't done yet?
Well, we have a few new things in our 51st year. We have not had a doctorate in psychology, a PsyD program, and that began at Touro 3 months ago.
Nice.
We're also looking forward to welcoming the New York College of Podiatric Medicine as part of the Touro system. Wow. Podiatry is a niche specialty, but an important one, where podiatrists can focus on, you know, walking is pretty important. And there are a group of people who really need podiatrists' help to be able to walk and to have feet that are healthy. And so we're looking forward to welcoming the podiatry school into Touro. We just incorporated a new research institute that's actually based in Albuquerque. But post-COVID, you know, we've learned how to work remotely. And that's a huge research institute with 400,000 square feet of laboratory space. And we've already begun extensive collaboration between Touro, New York Medical College, which is our MD school, and the Lovelace Institute based in Albuquerque. So we have a lot of plans for the future, but a lot of that future is happening in our 51st year already. We have some new campuses opening, new programs throughout the country, a PA program in Chicago at our Chicago campus. That's part of the Hebrew Theological College, Skok Yeshiva. That's opening in January. So there's a lot going on already. Plans for the future. We've got a lot, but we have to sort those out. And So we're focusing right now on the 51st year, and we'll get to the 52nd year maybe next month.
Already sounds pretty amazing, frankly. Turo, with 35 schools, 246 programs, 34 degrees, 26 locations. A great website. Go to turo.edu for information about all of this. Students, parents, you'll check it all out by going to the website, Turo, T-O-U-R-O.edu. The new logo is right there on the homepage. You can see exactly what Dr. Cadis was referring to in terms of the visual and everything about admissions, the programs, all the different news, and the 50th anniversary section is all there on the website for you to enjoy as Turo continues to move forward and do so to the benefit of so many students in our community who want to be in a proper environment, both spiritually and educationally. Dr. Alan Kadish, a big mazel tov on the 50 years. I look forward to speaking to you, please God, on the 100th anniversary.
Thank you so much. That may take Mashiach, given how old I am, but we'll get there.
Hey, you didn't even bring up how old I am, but I appreciate that. Thank you so much, mazel tov, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks again. Take care.
Dr. Alan Kadish, president of Turo University. More coming up. It is Zos Chanukah. Today is the final day of Chanukah 5783, and this is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning Radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.